Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Most likely, you've never heard of the sloth virus. It's also called the Oropouche virus, and more than 20 cases were recently found for the first time in the U.S. All of them had traveled to Cuba.
The virus normally circulates in parts of South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Europe also got its first cases after people traveled to the Americas this summer.
Oropouche virus was first identified in a feverish forest worker in Trinidad and Tobago in an area called Vega de Oropouche in 1955.
The name sloth virus came from scientists who proposed that the main animal host of the virus is the pale-throated sloth.
They now believe other animals, such as wild birds, could carry the virus. No direct human-to-human transmission has been reported.
Symptoms usually begin 3 to 10 days after being bitten by an insect carrying the virus. There's fever, headaches, and chills, and some nausea and vomiting.
Less than 0.5% get severe disease, including meningitis, which is infection and inflammation of membranes around the spinal cord and brain.
Death is rare, and most people recover in a week. The biggest danger is to pregnant women because a fetus could die or suffer abnormalities.
In 2024, outbreaks were reported in Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, and for the first time in Cuba. Climate change will likely cause further spread of the Oropouche virus and the insects that carry it. We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.